A number of people have been asking, how was Hajj? When somebody goes for Hajj, generally people ask, how was Hajj? It's a very difficult question. What are you supposed to say? Somebody invites you to their house, or you invite somebody to your house, and you're a noble individual. You go out of your way to make them feel at home. You're a very good host. You give a lot of hospitality, and you honor your guests. And then you specially select your guest. They've been invited specifically. Then they come to your house and then they start sitting around and complaining. And they go back and they complain. Just picking on small, small issues. How are you going to feel? Going for Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has invited you there. Out of the 1.7 billion or so Muslims around the world, and with the quota and the limitations that they have in these several years because of the work, 2.8 million Muslims were there apparently, out of which only about half, or just more than half, maybe 50, 60% were foreigners. The rest were people from Arabia itself. It's an absolute honor. There's no way you can complain about anything. It'd be absolutely foolish to complain about anything. There is no complaint. I mean, genuinely, there is no complaint. Just the fact that you've been able to go there is such a big deal that how can you come back and complain about anything? It's done. You just have to ask Allah, accept it. Because that's the whole point of it. It was my third Hajj. I met a friend of mine there who's been coming for the last 10, 15 years. And I was fearful of one thing, so I asked him the question while sitting in the haram. I said, does it ever become just a routine? Because he comes with a group to lead them in their religious rites and matters and be of religious guidance. So does it ever, because that was my fear, that if I go too often, it's going to become just a routine and you stop having value for the place. And then it actually becomes a burden on you because you've got that opportunity and you don't take it. So that was my fear, that going forward that might be the case. So I asked him, does that happen? So he said, no, not really. But he's a very pious individual, so you know that, I think that helps to keep the focus. It's very important to keep that focus. But there's no way you can complain about anything. There is no complaints. There are no complaints. I mean, if there is anything that happened that was a bit difficult or any problems, in comparison to the fact that you've been invited there out of 1.6 billion Muslims in the world, that just all wanes anyway. There's nothing there. SubhanAllah.